try to evaluate everyone, you know, we start inward and work outward. And we want to see if we can find the right fit, you know, here. But if not, then, you know, we're going to spread out. And these kids, you know, we put them on the board against every other kid that we're recruiting. So if there's a running back, you know, out there, we've got to put that running back on the board against the other 15, 20 guys we're recruiting nationally. And we rank them to see, you know, how we would like for them to fall. We always have a wish list. And it'd be great if your wish list always went the way you want, but 9 times out of 10, it doesn't. And we have kids ranked at a certain position. You know, if I had a draft, you know, I'm going to take this kid first, this one second, third, fourth, and so on. But, you know, we don't have the ability to draft them. You know, we have to recruit them and try to cultivate the relationships and hopefully make them feel that, you know, UGA is a great fit for them, and that they're a great fit for UGA.
Yeah, we're finishing up with recruiting coordinator Rodney Gardner. Finishing up real quick, Coach, you mentioned earlier about how, you know, when kids commit early, sometimes it's harder to recruit those kids and keep them committed. Talk a little bit about that, and does that mean you'd rather hold a kid silent or just let him wait till a little bit later in the game? And talk a little about your thoughts on an early signing period and if that would help matters.
No, I mean, truly, we would love for them to all commit and stay committed. The problem is, you know, when they say I'm committed, but I'm going to still take all my visits.
Yeah, they want to be 15-year-old really kids,
you
right?
Know, so that creates another scenario. But, you know, obviously, if all the young men committed and they stay committed, stay true to their word, that would be the easiest of the process. And very fortunately, the last couple of years, we've been able to have the great majority of our classes committed early. So we've been able to get a jump start that we feel like we have anyway on our junior recruiting.
What about
maybe even our sophomore recruiting, about being able to go out there and get into those schools, identify these young men, you know, start relationships with their coaches and just trying to do background work and things of that nature so we can get a better feel for them. So we definitely love when they commit early. You know, we would love it if they were committed and not going to visit other places. That would make it a lot easier, but, I mean, I guess it's not supposed to be easy. The problem with the early signing period, I just think you got to find out what's going to be the best date. You know, you definitely want to – you don't want it to interfere with your game preparation week to week throughout the season. You know, this league that we play in is such a competitive league that we have to make sure that we are prepared, you know, every week, you know, going into game week. And so you don't want anything to take away from that game preparation on that. And then, you know, with the demand, you know, of college football now, it's really become such a year-round sport or career anyway that, you know, you're concerned that are you going to tie up all your coaches' summers, you know, doing visits, you know, depending on when that date is. I mean, I really don't know. I think there's pluses and minuses, you know, to the early signing date. I just think that, you know, there's still got to be some more data gathered out there to find out what would be the most viable option.
Hey, well, listen, Coach, we really appreciate your time and didn't get to ask you a lot of the things we had on our minds, so we hope to have you back on again in the near future. And, have a great Father's Day.
All right, thank you, guys.
That was Rodney Gardner, the recruiting coordinator at the University of Georgia. With that, we must go to a quick commercial break. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
The Two Live Stews.
The place where the players play. Play.
Joe Buck from Fox Sports.
Woke up this morning, it was raining in New York, and I opened up the blinds, and I thought, you know, what a crummy day. And then what made me smile was the knowledge that at this time, at 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern, I was going to be on with you.
Oh.
It kind of made my day.
Weekdays 1 to 4 on 790 The Zone.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy from Duffy Realty of Atlanta. Listen to me on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on 790 The Zone, and I'll tell you exactly how to get your house sold in this market or any others. That's Duffy Realty of Atlanta.com.
Did the economy put the pinch on Santa at your house this year? Who cares if the holidays are long over? It's not too late to get that great holiday gift for your family. A new Yamaha Wave Runner. During the Yamaha Wave Runner after Christmas summer blowout, get zero down and payments as low as $69 a month at 7.99% APR on all new Yamaha Wave Runners. Wave Runners. Plus, get 5 years of Yamaha warranty coverage free or up to $1,000 or more in extraordinary savings on all new Yamaha Wave Runners during the Yamaha After Christmas Summer Blowout. But hurry, Santa can't stick around forever.
An APR as low as 7.99% and up to 14.99%, and payments as low as $69 and up to $189 for 24 months based on creditworthiness on approved Yamaha credit card purchases of any new Yamaha Wave Runner personal watercraft between 6109 and 83109. Paying only this amount will not pay off the purchase during this period. Thereafter, the regular minimum monthly payment and standard rate of 14.99% to 22.99% APR apply. Default rate 28.99% APR. Minimum finance charge $1. 5 years genuine Yamaha coverage, 1 year limited factory warranty plus 4 years of yes. Offer applies to select models. See dealer for details on additional savings.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. It's all about the flavor. It's the way that it tastes. I'm talking Big Mac. Come on, everyone.
I gotta have it, and I want it, and I need it. Cause I love it, I gotta have it, and I want it, and I need it.
Two all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
The burger you love loves you right back. The unbeatable, epic taste of McDonald's Big Mac. You so want one.
I'm loving it.
You know that noise you always make after you take a drink of an icy cold Coca-Cola at McDonald's? That noise? Well, at McDonald's, we hear it hundreds of times a day. We call it the Coke reflex because it's completely involuntary. Everybody does it, so please, don't be embarrassed. It's completely natural.
Refreshment for everyone is at McDonald's because right now you can get any size icy cold Coke, soft drink, or sweet tea for just one cool buck. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time, a la carte only.
Time to play.
Football always lives here.
The freshman from Flowery Branch brings Cox in motion to the left. Straight ahead goes Dwyer. First down and more. Lowers his head. Still taking Royal Blue with him. Go, JD! 22-yard line for Dwyer.
First for football. 790, the zone.
We are back on a sunny, hot Sunday in Atlanta. This is Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. I, again, am Scott the Brain Janovich, joined by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, Alex the A-Train Ewalt. And we have a special guest on the line right now, the publisher of SouthernFloridaFootball.com, Luke Stampini, who is arguably the foremost expert on football in South Florida, which is, of course, if anyone knows, one of the most plentiful areas in the country as far as football talent's concerned. Luke, are you there? And how is your Father's Day going?
Oh, it's going good. How are you?
I think we're all doing pretty good. I think we're all doing doing well today. So jumping right into things, talk a little about, just in general, about how I guess South Florida looks this year as far as talent, and maybe a couple of the guys that George is looking at. I know Eduardo Clements came out this week and named Georgia as leader despite a positive trip to Ann Arbor. So just talk a little about South Florida football and Clements specifically.
You know, down here this year for 2010, it's a very deep class. You know, there's going to be schools outside the Big Three in Florida that are going to get some great prospects, you know. Eduardo, just saw him the other day at a 7-on-7 event. He looked good. You know, he's a great athlete, does a lot of things well on the field. He even flipped over defense, played a little defense, cornerback, looked good. The thing with Eduardo is, you know, people, you know, really didn't like his rushing stats last year. They probably weren't up there with some of the other elite running backs, you know, in the state of Florida. But the thing with him is he's such a deadly weapon, you know, out of the backfield, catching a ball. You can split him out. And, you know, he looks like a wide receiver when you split him out as a, you know, in the passing game. So that's the, you know, that's the thing with Eduardo that that why so many schools like him. Even if he didn't have the rushing stats, you know, that you would hope for. There's a lot of things that kind of went into that, though. His offensive line wasn't the greatest. They try to bang him up the middle a lot, and, you know, he's not that kind of running back. He's a guy you got to get off the edge a little bit and, you know, get him out in space a little bit and let him show his quickness and his speed. And, you know, he did show signs of that last year where, you know, you get him off the edge and, you know, he'll break a 50-yard run off on you all of a sudden after he scuffles for, you know, three quarters of play and trying to bang it up the middle. But yeah, Eduardo's a great running back. You know, you got to look out for Florida State. Obviously, you know, that's the school he kind of grew up rooting for. He's a little burned by that, about the late offer that they, you know, it took him a while to come through with the offer. The new school kind of, well, I guess, I don't know if you want to call it a new school. The new school he's kind of been talking up lately has been Miami, the hometown school. So, you know, I'm not real sure what the deal is with that and if there's much to that, but it's just, it's interesting to hear that, you know, he's kind of brought them back into the picture when, you know, for several weeks, you know, it kind of looked like Miami was, you know, didn't really have a shot.
Tony Grimes is a cornerback, I believe, from Hollywood Hills, and he just got his offer from Georgia. I mean, is he one of the guys that could come into Georgia and be the next great shutdown cornerback that Georgia rolls out, or where is he leaning?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, the thing with Tony is, you know, people question, you know, does he have the hips? Does he have the speed to play, you know, cornerback? I don't think at the next level he's going to be a guy that you're going to say, all right, there's their number one receiver. You go shut him down for the four quarters. You know, I don't think he's going to be that guy. You know, and I think a lot of schools like him. You know, he's got that size without a doubt. He's very physical at the line of scrimmage. But, you know, if cornerback doesn't work out for him, he definitely can move to safety and you know, play safety for you. Is he going to be a shutdown corner? I'm not so sure on that. Can he be an effective corner at the college level? Without a doubt. You know, I think he can. And if he can't, he can move to safety. You know, the thing with Tony is this summer or this you know, this offseason, you know, yeah, he's real physical with the receivers and everything, but he tended to grab a little too much. You know, he got his hands and he's pulling on jerseys, you know, which looks good and, you know, in these 7-on-7s and in these combines and camp situations, but, you know, in a game, that's going to be a penalty. So, you know, Tony's a great player. You know, I like him. Is he going to be the guy that shuts down, you know, the other team's number one? I'm not sure that he's going to be that guy. You know, I think Georgia's got a great chance with him. Coach Martinez up there at Georgia is a Hollywood Hills graduate, so he's got that connection there. You know, Miami, there's been talk that, you know, Miami may have some other prospects hired on the board than him, so, you know, you're not real sure what's going on there. But, yeah, Georgia, I think, has a great shot with him, and whether he plays corner or safety, I think he's going to, you know, he'll be a fine ball player at the next level.
Yeah, we're finishing up with the Luke Stampini, the publisher of SouthFloridaFootball.com. Real quickly, Luke, we do got to get to a quick commercial break, so, and I guess a short response. Talk a little bit about the Heath Evans 7-on-7 camp specifically. I got to get my compulsory Florida Gator question in. How did Fred Taylor's son look, who, for those who don't know, is only a freshman or a sophomore, not even in high school yet.
He's going to be a freshman
right
this year.
How did he look out there?
He looks like a 2010 prospect physically. It's pretty impressive looking at the kid and imagining that he really hadn't even, you know, he hadn't even taken a high school class yet. You know, he played last year on varsity as an eighth grader out there at Glades Day. You know, rushed for I don't even know how many yards, over 1,000 yards. And, you know, he's about 5'10 and pushing 200 pounds. And he moves well and he looked good catching a ball. Yesterday at the Heath Evans Foundation 7-on-7, great event. Ran very well organized. A lot of great teams out there. Booker T. Washington out of Miami came away with the championship. Actually beat Boyd Anderson on a last Hail Mary, last second Hail Mary. Great event. And, you know, in the next couple of years, I see that event becoming, you know, the elite 7-on-7 tournament, you know, in the state of Florida and possibly the Southeast.
Hey, listen, Luke, we really appreciate you taking the time out on a Sunday, and we look forward to having you on again.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And with that said, we are going to jump actually right into another quick interview with Todd Holcomb, former AJC high school beat writer, now the writer of the Georgia High School Football Daily, a great email newsletter that's sent out every day. Todd, how's it going?
It's going very well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, real quickly, talk a little about some of the stuff you guys did this week. I know one of the things I was fascinated by was your look at some of the top high school coaches in the state of Georgia right now.
Yeah, what prompted us to do that was the Georgia Coaches Association Hall of Fame inductions were earlier this month, and the inductees were George Maloof. He was a longtime coach at St. Pius, and the other was Jim Hughes, who won state titles at both Thomasville with William Andrews and then at Colquitt County. So we just started a discussion of, you know, who are some of the best coaches that may get in the Hall of Fame. ultimately, but whether it's some of those that are retired now and or those that are still active, and just kind of opened my eyes on just how many great coaches we have that are not just prominent in Georgia, but nationwide.
Now, Todd, we got a lot of new schools opening. That was one of the other things you focused on in one of your newsletters last week. Which of these schools do you think is drawn from maybe the best talent pool? Of course, you got a good school in DeKalb and Arabian Mountain that's opening up this year, and a couple other schools in Gwinnett. Who do you think is going to have the most early success?
Well, you know, you mentioned the one in DeKalb County. That's a real interesting one. It's Arabian Mountain, and it's a magnet school, so it doesn't have any school boundaries, and so they'll be able to really draw from kids all over the county, although mostly from probably MLK and from Lithonia. But you got to think that school has a chance to be really good if you just look at the recent schools that have opened in DeKalb. I mean, MLK has only been there for 6 or 7 or 8 years now, and they're a state power, so is Stevenson, which opened in the 90s. And the other two are the Gwinnett schools, probably Archer and Mountain View. And, you know, if you look at Grayson, Grayson's been open for 10 years. They were in the semifinals last year. I think Peachtree Ridge has been open for 5 or 6, and they've already won a state title. Those are Gwinnett schools. And so you got to think they're going to be very, very strong. Yeah, and one other one I will point out is there's a school in South Fulton that is opening that is pulling from – it's called Langston Hughes, and they're pulling from Creekside and also Westlake. And those schools have tons of great players that have gone on to great college careers, or players like Eric Berry. And I think Westlake has more players in college football now than any other high school in Georgia.
Yeah, we're talking to Todd Holcomb, former AJC high school beat writer, now the founder of the Georgia High School Football Daily Newsletter. Finishing up real quick, Todd, you also talk about the state of Georgia and how I guess it's done a pretty impressive job of attracting coaches from other states. One that I'm particularly interested in is Rush Probst, who, of course, came from Alabama. Talk about the success you think Rush can have in the coming years at Colquitt County, and why you think Georgia, real quickly, why you think Georgia attracts so many coaches.
Well, I think football in Georgia is as strong as anywhere in the country, obviously, just by the number of players they put in college ball and in the NFL. But also another thing that my understanding is that the booster clubs in Georgia are really not restricted very much in how much they can pay in terms of the supplements that they pay to their coaches. So you have a lot of coaches who will leave Florida or Tennessee or nearby states and just for financial reasons. And, yeah, there's quite a few of them. I mean, Randy McPherson is probably the most obvious recent example. At Lowndes, they won 3 state titles in the last 5 or 6 years, and he was coaching in Florida for a while. And Rush Probst, you know, I mean, he's a great coach, there's no question, but that is such a rugged region with schools like Lowndes and Northside Warner Robins that are always good. So I don't think there's any guarantee that he'll be successful. You got to feel like he'll be pretty good and pretty competitive, but whether he can win state titles there, you know, that remains to be seen.
The always interesting to speak to Todd Holcomb. Todd, we actually got to get to a quick commercial break, but we really appreciate you taking the time out on this Father's Day to speak with us.
Sure. Thanks for letting me be on.
All right. Thanks again. That was Todd Holcomb of the Georgia High School Football Daily. We got to get to a quick commercial break. You are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hello, Dad.
I would like to introduce you to my father.
I said don't play ball in the house. Happy Father's Day from 790 The Zone.
Hey, if you listen to 790 The Zone, you've probably heard us talking about Dad Tanis raving about the upscale sports restaurants. You know, the chef-prepared meals, great ambiance, and, of course, plenty of HDTV so you don't have to miss your favorite games while you're out enjoying great food and drink. Well, you might be asking yourself, what more could a man want? How about this? An all-expense-paid trip to the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino in Swinging Biloxi, thanks to me, President Bell, and the Miller Lite bailout to the Beau presidential platform. That's right. Come by Dan Tanis and sign up for Dan Tanis' loyalty program to be entered for your chance to win. Make your visit to Dan Tanis even more worth your while. Dan Tanis will be featuring great deals that include 23-ounce Miller Lite beers for only $4. So make plans today to come by Dan Tanis, either in Buckhead by Lenox Mall or downtown in the CNN Center for lunch, dinner, or drinks. And while you're there, register for the loyalty program for your chance to win a trip to the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino in Swinging Biloxi, thanks to me, President Bell, and the Miller Lite bailout to the Beau presidential platform. That's right. Come by Dan Tanis and sign up for Dan Tanis' loyalty program to be entered for your chance to win. Must be 21 years of age to enter.
Golf is big business on and off the course. And from the majors to the high price sponsorship, and of course, Tiger Woods,
We've got the guy in the know.
Thursday nights at 7, it's Teeing Off with Matt Judy. Brought to you by Bears Best Atlanta, Watercolor Resort,
Blue Giraffe Sports,
and the Tour Championship. Presented by Coca-Cola at East Lake. Teeing Off with Matt Judy is only heard on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Tin Lizzie's, one of the best places to party in Buckhead, has opened a new location in Grant Park. Located at 415 Memorial Drive in Atlanta, Tin Lizzie's is a fun and casual cantina that offers something for everyone. Come and enjoy famous margaritas on the patio for happy hour, along with a variety of gourmet tacos, some of which include fried fish, buffalo chicken, barbecue chicken, and spicy cilantro steak. Tin Lizzie's is not only great for delicious food and the finest spirits available, but is also the spot for entertainment. Every Tuesday is 80s night. Come and have fun in your throwback 80s gear and enjoy great music and specials. And if you can't make it on Tuesdays, Tin Lizzie's has nightly live music on their patio. So make plans to stop by Tin Lizzie's in Grant Park. Located at 415 Memorial Drive in Atlanta, Tin Lizzie's is a fun and casual cantina that offers something for everyone. So make plans to stop by Tin Lizzie's in Grant Park, listen to some tunes, and get ready to have a great time at one of the best places in the city, Tin Lizzie's.
Faster than a rabbit's foot, more powerful than a four-leaf clover, able to leap small leprechauns in a single bound.
It's not a goose.
It's not a jet.
It's Super Lucky Seven Man.
Help, I'm really stressed out and I need a vacation.
Vacation? Back to work.
Have no fear, ma'am. Super Lucky Seven Man is here. Let that stress wash away on a tropical shore.
Woo, surf's up.
Hang ten, dear lady. Ha ha.
Help, Super Lucky 7 Man. My car stalled out, and I'm on my way to a meeting.
Have no fear. I'll get you to your meeting with time to spare.
A new sports car? Thanks, Super Lucky 7 Man.
Easy on the gas, good citizen.
Play Super Lucky 7s, the new instant game from the Georgia Lottery, with a chance to win up to $777,777. Super Lucky 7s from the Georgia Lottery. Today could be the day.
Georgia Lottery's weekly windfall. 10 weekly winners will win $5,000, and all tickets purchased will be entered in the $1 million final drawing. Visit GALottery.com for details.
Pollock and Bell.
Hope you're having a great weekend. We got the big music fest, and Dave celebrating his 27th birthday. Gotta go out and paint the town beige, huh, Dave?
Yeah, go out for dinner and good night.
Sounds like a real romantic evening. We'll be talking golf and some NBA draft. Don't miss it.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Watch me!
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone. Or I'm sorry, in southernpigskin.com. I am Scott the Brain Janovich, joined as always by Fletcher Proctor and Alex the A-Train Ewalt. We have a very, very special guest on the line. Not sure what that was. Very special guest on the line. Brett Benedict, the big-time offensive tackle from the Bulls School in Jacksonville, Florida. Brent, are you there?
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking. I guess let's jump right into things. I know you made a big decision in your life last week, committing to the University of Georgia, the Georgia Bulldogs. Talk a little about what you fell in love with about Georgia. I know you were looking at a lot of other top-notch schools, but in the end, Georgia was the place. Why is that?
You know, I had a lot of great opportunities, a lot of great schools, and was able to get around and visit. But, you know, when I stepped on campus at Georgia, it really felt like home. There's really a special feeling there with the staff and you know, just the all-around atmosphere is really what I fell in love with.
Did Sean Chappis, a former Bulls guy himself, play any role in that? Or did you talk to him on the phone maybe? Was he excited about your commitment?
He was very excited. You know, I was able to spend some time with him prior to my commitment and kind of get around, get to meet some of the guys, and he was very helpful. You know, he was committed, or you know, being recruited by several big schools as well, and he found Georgia the same way as I did. Just fell in love with it.
Yeah, Brent, there's no question you're one of the top recruits in the country, and with that, a lot of time comes a lot of fanfare. Most recruits have huge, elaborate ceremonies to announce their decisions, and you were very adamant about not doing anything of that sort. No hats, no, you know, big time cameras or TV stations. Why was that? What you know made you decide that this should be a low key event for you?
You know, I'm going to a school to be part of a team, and you know, I don't really feel that I need to stand out in any way because I'm really just a team member.
Now, Brent, other programs that were recruiting you a lot were Clemson and Florida. I mean, why Georgia over those two schools specifically?
I guess it really was. I just got on campus, and there was something a little bit different. I visited both Florida and Clemson as well, but there was just something a little bit different there at Georgia, and I guess that's part of the feeling I had of home there.
Now we're speaking with Bulls offensive lineman Brent Benedict, and who's committed to the University of Georgia as of this past week. He's one of the top 40 recruits in the country, according to some of the national recruiting services. I guess the opportunity to work with one of the best in the game, Stacey Searles, probably took or played a big part in your decision. Talk a little bit about your relationship with him.
Definitely. Coach Searles is a great guy. I've built a relationship with him on a personal level. I've seen him coach and really like what he does. As far as a coach and a person, so that was definitely a big part of making that decision, is the relationship I was able to build with him over the past year or so.
Now, were there any other coaches maybe that when you were out there recruiting or when they were calling you or texting you that stood out in your mind that maybe you were sad to let them know that you wouldn't be playing for them?
There were so many great schools, I guess, that I was a little bit sad to let all of them down, but I felt that I made the right decision, and definitely there's no looking back with my commitment. I'm 100% set on Georgia, and, I guess it's a business decision, and you have to pick one school, and everybody else is going to be let down to a certain extent. So.
Yeah, Brent, I guess in every report you ever read about you, they mention not only how dominant you are on the football field, but also how great a person you are off the field. Talk a little about your success off the field and how much you think or how much you attribute that to your success on the field, how big of a factor that is in you being a quality football player.
I guess, I go to a private school, the Bowl School here in Jacksonville, and they really try to develop people all around as athletes, as people socially and academically. And I've really benefited from the program over the past couple of years, and I guess that's part of what people have been talking about.
Yeah, the APR rankings came out a little bit a while ago. Of course, that's the Academic Progress Report. Came out a couple weeks ago, and I thought to myself when they came out, wow, I never heard a recruit mention that until I read a story on you about a week ago, in which case you mentioned Georgia finishing first in the SEC in the APR ranking. Talk a little bit how important academics are to you and how big a part that played in your decision.
Absolutely. Like I said, it's a commitment for the next 4 years to be a student there as well as an athlete. So it's a pretty big deal. The school and everything else is an important factor to me. So.
Now, the summer before your senior year, have you spoken with the coaches? Did they give you kind of a work list? Do they want you to maybe do footwork drills every day, or do they just want you to get in the weight room and lift weights? What are your summer plans?
At this point, we're going to be lifting weights and getting in there, getting after it. Well, there's a weightlifting season. I'll be participating in that. I'm on the weightlifting team at Bowls, and of course, I'll be out there doing the work that I have been individually getting out there, and have been able to work. Been fortunate enough to work with Coach Heck from the Jaguars. His son is on the team and has actually run a couple 3-day
wow.
clinics for us, and be able to work with him as well as. The parent of another player who played a few years in the NFL as an offensive lineman, been able to work with him about once a week for the past 6 months, and really benefited from both of those people.
Brent, talk a little about the recruiting process in general, your likes and dislikes, and why you decided to end your recruitment so early in the game.
Right. I got around and was able to look at a lot of schools, went to a few ACC schools over my spring break, been to Florida and Georgia both, and South Carolina as well. And like I said, there was just a feeling there at University of Georgia, and I kind of knew I was at home and knew that was the place that I was meant to be.
Yeah, listen, Brent, we got to get to a commercial break, but again, congratulations on what was a big decision in your life, and we wish you the best of luck moving forward at the University of Georgia.
Thank you very much.
Again, that was Brent Benedict, a dominant offensive tackle, one of the top in the country from the Bowl School in Jacksonville, Florida. Again, yet another guy the Georgia Bulldogs picked up from the Sunshine State. We have to get to a quick commercial break. We will be back with a big-time interview from Michael Bennett, the receiver from Alpharetta. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
AirTran Airways presents the away team interviews with Chris Domino. Listen to all the players from out of town online at 790thezone.com.
Walk in and play at any of Monkey Joe's 8 Atlanta area locations. Monkey Joe's is filled with fun inflatable slides, jumps, and obstacle courses to keep kids happy and healthy. Open 7 days a week, rain or shine. Find out more at monkeyjoes.com.
Successful companies are flexible companies, especially true for mid-sized business. Many CEOs are evolving to see change as the rule, not the exception. Jim McCann, CEO of 1-800-Flowers.com, built on this philosophy and turned a small flower shop in New York into a global service for flower delivery. Here, McCann talks about the importance of staying nimble as they grow.
I think flexibility is an insight into culture. And around our shop, the culture has to be one where we're willing to make changes on the fly. Because you could learn halfway into something that that idea you were firm about, that people are really going to want that, they really didn't. You can't just say, well, I'm going to make sure they like it. You have to change.
To see what CEOs of other mid-sized companies are thinking, download the new study from IBM at ibm.com/expressadvantage/CEO study.
Everywhere you go, people are saying my name. At the mall.
Would you like the extended warranty? Just in case.
Or at the coffee shop.
How about an extra shot of caffeine? Just in case.
But notice, these things cost more money. Not at Safe Auto. You need someone 24/7, just in case. You need the state minimum coverage, just in case. That's right. Safe Auto does all that, and we save you money. Go ahead, say my name, just in case. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
It's full steam ahead for the national-ranked Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. The 2009 season kicks off Saturday, September 5th, as the Jackets take the field. All aboard, Tech fans, for exciting matchups against Clemson, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, and you do not want to miss Georgia versus Georgia Tech in Bobby Dodd Stadium. Don't get left at the station. Go to ramblerec.com/tickets or call 888-TECH-TICKS to get your tickets today. It's full steam ahead.
What up, Dad?
Dad.
Oh, hello, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, wow. Thanks, kids. Another tie.
Happy Father's Day from 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the one, the only official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. We are about to talk to, we actually have Alpharetta receiver Michael Bennett on the phone. Michael, are you there?
He's going to be joining us in just a second.
We do not have Michael yet, but we will be talking to the big-time Alpharetta receiver, who, in addition to Brent Benedict, who we just spoke to, committed to the University of Georgia last week, or I should say later in the week on Tuesday, or earlier in the week on Tuesday. Big-time receiver, 6'3", 186 pounds, a kid that really rose up the recruiting charts in the last last month or so. Really an under-the-radar guy, was waiting on offers from Georgia for a really long time, and finally picked one up in the last week, and we are joined by him right now. Michael, are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing all quite well. Before we even talk about your decision to commit to the Bulldogs, I know you got your offer in a what was a little bit of a strange way, probably not the same way most people get it. It might even been a little bit of a practical joke. Talk about how you learned you actually had an offer from the University of Georgia.
Yeah, it was after the camp. Me and my dad, we went and talked to Coach Rick. Coach Rick was telling us, that I'm real high on the radar screen. I mean, they were saying how they weren't really ready to offer yet. And then because he hadn't talked to the receivers coach yet, Tony Ball. So, I mean, he turned around for about 30 seconds. Talked to Tony Ball while we were actually talking to Mike Bobo, and then he came back every 30 seconds and just said, we're going to offer you a scholarship, and it was just a total surprise.
There you go. From one side of the spectrum to the other, I'm sure pure disappointment to just absolute elation. So once you got that offer, of course, you jumped on it immediately and committed to the hometown Bulldogs. Talk about the reasoning behind your decision, what you love about Georgia, and why you think that's the best place for you.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really want to mess around and, take too much time. When I got that offer, I was just like, this is the right place to be. It's close to home. I love the coaches. It's a great atmosphere, and, I'm just real excited to be a Bulldog.
Now, at 6'3", 186 pounds, Michael Bennett seems like he's the prototypical wide receiver, that Georgia's going after these days. With A.J. Green, he's got some height. Marlon Brown. You obviously have the size of the next wave of wide receiver. What else do you think are your best skills, I guess, as a player?
Yeah, I think I can really go up and get the ball at the highest point. That's a big thing. I'm real good at the jump balls and end zone. And, I'm real good at, getting off the line. And, I take a lot of pride in running my routes. I have real crisp routes. I work with Stacey Bailey over at my high school, actually. I work with him, you know, once or twice a week. He helps me on my routes and stuff. So, I mean, those are a couple things I think I do real well.
And also, I noticed that Derek Rogers signed with the University of Georgia about a week ago, and now you. Have you had a chance to speak with Rogers a little bit and how you guys are maybe going to go after the starting position next year?
You know, I haven't talked to Derek yet, but I have talked to Brent Benedict a little bit. You know, he's just talking about how he's real excited that I committed. I'm real excited that he committed. You know, so we're just we're looking forward to, you know, meeting each other. And, you know, hopefully I'll get to talk to Derek in a little bit soon enough, you know, this summer or something.
Yeah, following up on Fletcher's question, Brent, Georgia's done an exceptional job of recruiting receivers in the last 2 years. Of course, you're one of them, Marlon Brown, Orson Charles, who Fletcher already named, and then Derek Rogers, who we were just talking about. Is the depth chart something you looked at? Is it something you're worried about, or you just have the confidence that, hey, listen, I can go in anywhere and win a starting position?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I think I can go in anywhere, and, you know, I'm just a competitor, and I think I'm going to go in, you know, anywhere and just try my hardest to get that starting spot. You know, even in the rotation freshman year, you know, you'll just see what happens.
Now, Michael, we talked about how you were such a high riser, especially early on in the summer, but, you know, really, what were the performances, what were the camps that really set you over the top? We've talked about a couple camps that you were at, the Tennessee Skills Camp. What really do you think put you over the top as far as being an elite prospect?
Yeah, I think I went to a couple combines back in March 7th and 8th. I went to the Jacksonville Under Armour Combine on the 7th, and I did real well there. And that's actually what escalated to be my first offer out of that combine. And then the day after, I went to the underclassmen combine, and I did real well there, got MVP at that. So I think those are the two things that really put me on the radar screen.
Now, we had Rodney Gardner on a little bit ago, of course, the recruiting coordinator for the University of Georgia. I'm sure you had a chance to speak with him. Talk about Tony Ball and Mike Bobo, other coaches at UGA, I guess, that you've gotten to know through the process, and you've got to be excited to go play for a couple of great coaches like those two.
Yeah, I mean, Tony Ball, he's a great guy. He knows everything about receiver. I mean, when I get there, he's going to really escalate my potential. He's going to, you know, I believe he's going to bring me to, you know, my height and my you know, potential and everything. I think Mike Bobo, he's just a real laid-back guy. I mean, he knows a lot too. I mean, he likes me a lot. Both those coaches like me a lot, and I'm looking forward to playing for him.
Yeah, Michael, getting back to something we touched on a little bit earlier ago, you mentioned you had a camp in Jacksonville, and I know you went to Tennessee. You've also been to Gainesville, and you were the wide receiver most valuable player at the 2009 Atlanta National Underclassmen Combine. Talk about the opportunity, how great an opportunity it was for you to be able to work out against some top-notch players, as opposed to, you know, no knock against your teammates, but you're one of the best players, if not the best player on an Alpharetta Raider team. How was it to go against some of the top players in the South?
Yeah, it was you know, it was a real thrill. I mean, going against those guys, you just you go up and you say you're going to do your best, but you know, you got to keep your cool and just play your game, and hopefully everything will work out.
Yeah, now I know you had serious interest in not just Georgia but Florida and Michigan State as well. Of course, anyone who does not follow your recruitment closely should know that your dad went to Michigan State, and so you have some close family ties there. A couple things. One, if Florida were to come with an offer, you know, in the next couple weeks, would that change maybe your mind, or are you set on Georgia?
No, I am 100% set on Georgia. I mean, I'm so thrilled to be a Bulldog, and I mean, I can't wait to get up there.
And I think you've mentioned that you might attend a camp at Michigan State in July. Is that something you're still interested in doing?
No, I was going to go up there. I mean, I'm going up there for a family vacation. I was thinking about doing it, but I talked to Mark Rick, and he just said, you know, he doesn't really think he wants me to do that. So I said, you know, whatever you guys want, so I'm not going to do it.
Right. A couple other questions, Michael. I know your team struggled a little bit last year, went 3-7, but you have another player right alongside you, another receiver in Brandon Terry, who is listed at 6'6". I wonder if that's accurate. But is an amazing receiver, or another really top-notch receiver. And, of course, your quarterback, Michael Abdul-Shabbour, is another real top-notch player, was a sophomore last year and very impressive. Talk about the team you guys have and what kind of turnaround you're expecting for 2009.
Yeah, I mean, we just got a new coaching staff. We got a new head coach. Yeah, pretty much all new coaches, and you know, we got some real good players. Brandon Terry, he's a deep threat. You know, I mean, he'll run right past any corner. You got Mikel at quarterback. He's a small, quick guy, but he can also chuck the ball around. And you know, our new coaching staff, we got a whole new attitude, and we're just ready to go to playoffs. Bottom line, I mean, that's something our school hasn't done, and we're ready to break the barrier and get in the playoffs, and you know, make some noise here in our region.
Now, Michael Bennett Alpharetta, receiver, committed to Georgia recently. What do you have in terms of summer plans? Obviously, you're going to go out there and train with your high school team, but if you talk to with Coach Ball, does he have you working on any special drills in terms of mat drills or any sort of other receiving drills to help you once you get on campus at UGA?
You know, we really haven't talked about anything that, you know, Georgia really wants me to do yet, but, you know, Coach Ball, I was talking to him a little bit. He said, you know, he really wants me to beef up, you know, put on about, I don't know, 10-15 pounds before I get up there. So I'm really going to just be in the weight room working my butt off and hopefully do that again, about 10-15 pounds.
Yeah, we're finishing up here with Alpharetta Raider receiver Michael Bennett. Michael, I noticed in a couple of your updates you talked about how surreal it is to be able to play in front of some of the top coaches, college coaches in the country. And I've always found that to be, or I've always expected that should be really, you know, something, a great opportunity for a young kid like yourself to be able to play in front of the great coaches in America. Talk about that a little bit, what kind of a feeling that was. And outside of the University of Georgia, who were some of the coaches that really caught your eye?
Yeah, I mean, I was at Tennessee, and I mean, I saw Lane Kiffin. He was actually working one-on-one with me a little bit on some stuff, and it's just like, I mean, you gotta just slow down and be like, all right, you gotta just keep it cool in front of Lane Kiffin. I mean, and then I was at Florida.
He didn't make you take your shirt off, did he, and yell UT Wild Boys?
No.
Okay, good, because that would have been inappropriate.
Yeah, but you know, I was with Urban Meyer too, and he, you know, he was running around, you know, helping us out and everything. You gotta really listen to them because they know a lot of stuff. You gotta you know, just take their advice and put it to use. You know, talking to Mark Rick, it's surreal, man. Having him offer you a scholarship is just like, this is amazing. And I mean, it's something I'm really going to cherish.
Hey, listen, we don't let any opportunity to bash Lane Kiffin go. So I have to ask, I guess his bonehead decisions haven't lessened your respect for him in any way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really impressed with Lane Kiffin, but you know, It is what it is. I mean, I'm just looking forward to beating Tennessee when I'm a Georgia Bulldog.
Hey, that's what we like
there
to hear.
There you go.
I like it. A little spunk from Michael Bennett. But listen, we got to let you go to get to a quick commercial break. But congratulations again on what was a huge offer, a big time decision in your life, and we wish you the best of the luck in the upcoming football season.
All right. See you guys later.
All right.
Thank
that again
much.
Was the 6'3", 186 pound. Michael Bennett of Alpharetta High School. Again, we do have to get to a quick commercial break. You are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Mayhem in the AM.
Monday morning's mayhem. You don't want to miss it. Braves and Red Sox from Fenway. We look back at the U.S. Open, and it's finally here. Chris Domino's Guide to Paris. Don't miss Monday morning's mayhem.
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone.
And 790thezone.com.
This is Chipper Jones. If you carpool once a week for a year, you keep a ton of pollution out of the air. And you save a ton of money, too. Now, that's a win for everyone. Visit cleanaircampaign.org to learn more.
There is nothing in Atlanta like the Tilted Kilt. Hey, guys, this is Brandon Adams. The place that's been a hit in Vegas for years is open now at 9700 Medlock Bridge Road. And it is the place to go for real food. The best burgers, the best wings in the city. They've also got 24 beers on tap. But most importantly, when you go to the Tilted Kilt in Johns Creek, prepare to be served by the hottest girls in the city, all dressed up in tiny plaid skirts. Stop in and find out why. At the Tilted Kilt, we say a cold beer never looks so good.
It's full steam ahead for the national-ranked Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. The 2009 season kicks off Saturday, September 5th, as the Jackets take the field. All aboard, Tech fans, for exciting matchups against Clemson, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, and you do not want to miss Georgia versus Georgia Tech in Bobby Dawes Stadium. Don't get left at the station. Go to ramblinrec.com/tickets or call 888-TECH-TICKS to get your tickets today. It's full steam ahead.
All right, back on Speed Talk with me, Tony Stewart. Hey, caller.
Tony, is that you?
Yes, ma'am. Where are you calling from?
Under my desk. I'm substitute teaching a middle school home ec class in there.
What was that?
I think that was a saucepan.
Does that mean class is over?
Yes, but now I've only got 3 minutes to get rid of this throbbing headache before my next class.
Got some Goody's Cool Orange headache powders nearby?
There's some in the teacher's desk, but a powder?
Flying saucepans are worth being scared of, but Goody's Cool Orange isn't. Its great flavor goes down real easy and dissolves faster than tablets.
Then I better go take some right now.
Just remember Goody's Cool Orange and remain calm. This has been Tony Stewart for Speed Talk. When you've got a headache, remember, everything's faster in Goody's country.
Use as directed.
Hey, it's Mike Bell. Do you feel the need for speed? Log on to 790thezone.com for your chance to have Goody's headache powder send you to an all-expense-paid trip to Daytona for Speed Week and the 500. Plus, you can register to win fast prizes like a $25 gift card from Dan Tanis or $100 fast cash by telling us who from the world of sports has given you a brain pain. All from Goody's dissolves faster than tablets. Get to work fast because everything's faster in Goody's country.
Pollock and Bell.
I mean, this one really only kind of sounds like somebody hitting a bag of cats with a shovel.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back to finish up on a scorching Sunday. This is Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to what is the South's best and only all-recruiting radio show, the one, the only official visit. I am Scott the Brain Janovitz. Sitting here with the crazy, I don't know what else. I mean, just,
we're having a good time here in studio.
Absolute loon, Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor.
Having a good time here.
As always, having a good time. Of course, Alex, the A-Train, Ewald is in the studio as well. And we have just been joined by Big B, Brian Jones.
That's right.
Who is known for his weekly rankings, position rankings in the Georgia recruiting world.
David Letterman and King Kong got nothing on you.
Right. Exactly right.
Especially King Kong. We are doing the offensive linemen, top 10 offensive linemen this week. And with that said, Brian, the floor is yours starting at 10.
At number 10, we got Cameron Fordham, a center out of Northview High School. 6'4", 235, not really big, but he has a lot of athleticism. He has committed to LSU.
And let me interject real quick. Yeah. That kid's going to play center. Fordham is going to be a center. When you look at someone that with the athleticism that kid has, you put, 50 pounds a lot.
Whatever happened, he's going to play center. What about T-Bob?
But A-Bear? Fordham plays linebacker, too, for his high school. So this kid is a real—
He can also play tight end.
He's a heck of an athlete.
Yeah.
So he's going to compete with T-Bob.
T-Bob. But the point is Fordham, who's number 10, is a very big get because when you consider a guy with that type of athleticism who you can move to center, that's pretty big.
Oh, absolutely. And coming in at number 9, we got Grant Ramsey out of Pope. He's a guard that can maintain blocks as good as anybody in the county as long as the state. He is going to play at Vanderbilt next year. At number 8, Max Garcia out of Norcross, 6'5", 280. He's really been Vanderbilt's board for a while right now, but NC State, South Carolina, and Wake Forest have offered.
So Vandy might steal 2 offensive linemen from
right.
the state.
Boy, the Blue Devils just churn them out every year, don't they? Prince Kent last year, the year before you had all the 2 wide receivers, Bolton and Butler. Wow, they just churn
somehow
them out.
Somehow managed to never win at all. Hate to point that out, but anyway, moving forward, number 7.
All right, coming in at number 7, we got Reed Webster out of Etowah, 6'4", 265. He has long arms, and he can drive defenders back just as good as anybody. And he's been offered by pretty much everybody, Florida State, Miami, Clemson, Louisville, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma State. And number 6, we got Morgan Bailey out of Loganville, 6'4", 285. He's one of the more sought-after linemen in the Southeast, but he will be playing at Georgia Tech.
And he was one of the 4 who committed in the last week to the Yellow Jackets. So that was a big get for Georgia Tech.
Here's one of the first 2 linemen coming out of North Gwinnett High School that's on my list. It's Austin Shepard, a guard, 6'5", 315. He can drive defenders back with ease. He can get to that second level, and he will be playing for Alabama next year. At number 4, we got David Yankee at Centennial High School, who we had on the show not too long ago. 6'5", 275. He's quick and athletic and a really intelligent guy, and he's been offered by Duke, Clemson, Florida, and Georgia.
Yeah, you mentioned we had him on the show. That was actually immediately following the day he got his Georgia offer. And, of course, David Yankee is an interesting little side note on him is from Australia, which is quite interesting. I don't know how – he's probably Australia's best football player.
Good night, Mike.
So.
Okay, rounding out the top 3, we got Ed Christian at Lowndes High School, 6'5", 280. He can play with a nasty streak and can also – one of those guys who can drive defenders back – with complete ease.
That's a big kid.
He's a big guy.
I think he needs to work a little on his agility, but he's one of those guys who, at the point of attack, like you said, is a monster, is physical, is nasty, and will absolutely push you off the ball. Can he pull? I don't know. He needs to probably work a little bit on that agility, but a lot of offensive linemen at this age do.
And he's going to be playing at Florida State next year, as he committed to them.
The criminals.
Exactly. At number two, we got Colton Houston out of Buford, a guard who's 6'5", 270. He's, again, an athletic guy. Pretty much considered the best guard in the state as well as in the region.
And where is he going?
He will be going to Athens next year, playing for the Red and Black.
There you go.
And at number one, of course, if you don't already know, the second lineman coming out of North Gwinnett High School, Juwan James, 6'6", 293. He's considered one of the best tackles in the country. And one thing about James is, not like the other lineman on my list, he has a little bit more balance and more footwork than any other lineman I have on this list. And he will also be joining Shepherd as he'll be playing for Alabama next year.
He's also, and I'm just now kind of figuring this out, but other than Yankee, he's also the only prototypical left tackle on this list. He's one of those guys who's as good as he is now is very much about upside. A guy that people are already saying will play in the NFL one day if he doesn't get injured. He's a really top-notch guy, and you can't ignore the fact that Alabama seems to have created what is a connection with North Gwinnett. You get two players in one class, especially their two best players, and the future there looks bright for Alabama. That's a program that continues to churn out players every year.
That county, Gwinnett County, the north part of that county with Buford, Norcross, the two North Gwinnett kids, that's really a destination for offensive linemen, obviously.
Certainly isn't whoever the new quarterback is going to be with the Bulldogs up in North Gwinnett. He should have two nice bookends up there.
CJ Uzoma probably going to be taking that spot
what
over.
I'm saying
they
is
should have
he
another
should
strong
have a clean
season
jersey.
This year.
And I didn't get a chance to say that Colton Houston, who was two on Big B's list, I love. I think that kid is going to be a star.
Absolutely.
He's another one of those kids who's going to have to gain weight a lot like most high school offensive linemen do.
Following Dallas Lee to the Bulldogs.
But when you're talking about someone, you were talking about footwork, Brian. We were talking about agility and footwork. I think Colton Houston, minus James, probably has the best athleticism, footwork, agility of any offensive lineman in this state. With that said, thanks again, Brian, for what is another informative, well-created top 10 list. We'll be back with another top 10 next week, doing probably defensive line.
Yeah.
We'd also like to wish everyone a happy Father's Day, or every father out there, happy Father's Day. Say thank you to Joel and Variable for all the behind-the-scenes work they do every Sunday to make this show possible. And thanks out there to everyone who's been listening.
We appreciate all of our guests. If you missed this show and want to hear it, you can go to southernpigskin.com.
Or scoreatlanta.com, either or. And we will be back same time, same place, same faces at 2 p.m. next Sunday with what will almost certainly be another dynamic version of The Official Visit. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Have a great Sunday.
The last is not going to leave for a long time.
Football lives here. And when the Falcons make a huge trade for Chiefs tight end Tony Gonzalez, he talked to 790 The Zone first.
It's about one thing for me. It's about finishing this thing off right. I don't have any jewelry. So it's important.
General Manager Thomas Dimitroff.
He's not only shown that he can provide on the field, we're looking forward to his community involvement as well.
790 The Zone. Football lives here.
790 The Zone. We know what guys want.
Mayhem in the AM plays here. Weekday, 6 a.m. till 11 a.m. Sports Radio, 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. 790 The Zone is the home of the Atlanta Hawks. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
I'm Turk Stevens. We start with golf on this Father's Day, round three of the U.S. Open at Bethpage Black on Long Island. It hasn't rained there today since they started at noon Eastern, but it's about to because the Mets game at Citi Field, which is 25 miles west of Bethpage Black, has a rain delay right now, and the rain was coming down pretty well. So expect a rain delay soon for the U.S. Open on Long Island. But for now, Ricky Barnes, a three-shot lead over Lucas Glover through 14 holes. Barnes at one point was 11 under par, which was one off the record for being under par at a U.S. Open, which was held by Tiger Woods, 12 under in 2000 at Pebble Beach. But Barnes right now 9 under, and that's a three-shot lead over Glover through 14 holes. Mike Weir, Todd Hamilton are both 6 back. Phil Mickelson, even today through 17, he's 8 shots off. Tiger Woods, 2 under through 17 today. He is 10 shots off the pace. Now to the day in Interleague Baseball. Mentioned the Rays-Mets game is in a rain delay, which started. The rain started about 10 minutes ago, so again, expect a rain at the U.S. Open Golf Tournament. The Rays lead the Mets 8-5 in the seventh when the rains came. B.J. Upton, a two-run homer. He's driven in four. Brian Schneider, a three-run homer for the Mets. Elsewhere, Albert Pujols has hit two more home runs today, has 26 on the year. One of them a grand slam. He's driven in 6. Cardinals now lead the Royals by a score of 12-4 in the fifth. Braves and Red Sox 5-5 in the eighth. Blue Jays lead the Nationals 6-2 in the eighth. O's over the Phillies in the ninth, 2-1. Tigers beat the Brewers 3-2. White Sox over the Reds 4-1. The National League game, Pirates 3, Rockies nothing. That one is in the second inning. This sporting news flash brought to you by LifeLock. LifeLock reminds you someone's identity is stolen every 3 seconds. Protect yourself now. Visit LifeLock.com. When you get there, enter promo code SPORTS. That's the latest sporting news flash. I'm Turk Stevens.
The funniest family man alive, Willie Barcena, has a brand new DVD.
Women love to talk. Say you get a flat on the way home from work, and your lady asks you, like, what happened? You tell her, hey, baby, I got a flat. Same scenario, all right? Let's say your lady gets a flat, and you go, hey, baby, what happened to you today?
Oh, my God, you're never going to believe this one. I was on my way to the mall. I was going to buy some shampoo, the big blue bottles. They didn't have the big blue bottles. I got you two little green ones. They were on sale.
Willie Barcena's Deal With It, available now on DVD and iTunes. Get your laugh on at ClydeComedy.com.
AutoZone. Want to maximize your engine's performance? Give it a 60-second tune-up with your next fill-up.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Doing something as easy as adding a bottle of fuel treatment when you fill your tank can fight engine buildup, improve rough idling, and boost acceleration. Right now at AutoZone, you can get 2 bottles of STP fuel injector and carburetor treatment for just $4. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Keep your car running better longer.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
790 The Zone. We know what guys want.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy. I'm the number one agent in Georgia, number 10 in the U.S., thanks to my clients. And I am the broker and owner of Duffy Realty of Atlanta, the green and white signs that you see all over the city. I want to give you my take on things. People call us every day saying, hey, I know it's a bad market, but I really want to sell my house. Folks, it's not a bad market. I've sold 1,431 houses in the last 2 years, already another 150 this year alone. So if you are in the need or the want to sell your house, give it a try. We have a $500 flat fee program that allows you to last on the market until sold. So if you decide when you put it on the market that it's not the right time for you, pull it off. Come back. No charge. Listen, if you want to move or you need to move, you need to take it upon yourself to take action. Don't just complain about it. Do something. Go to DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com or call us at 678-366-2777 and let's get the ball rolling. It's a low-cost fee that will allow you to sell your home.
790 The Zone. We know what guys want.
The PGA Tour Superstore is lowering the price of golfing in Atlanta, and it has everyone talking. Tom from Conyers writes, I've been using the same clubs for years, but recently my game has been slipping, so I brought my clubs to the PGA Tour Superstore. They evaluated my swing, adjusted the loft and lie, and put on new grips, and in the process, saved me the expense of buying new clubs. Justin from Peachtree City shares, my boss asked me to play golf, but I'd never golfed before. I decided to learn fast. Your associates were amazing. They helped me find the perfect set of clubs for my game and my budget. Guys, if you want a Father's Day gift you'll actually use, tell your family to shop at the PGA Tour Superstore. For those of you looking for the perfect gift for Dad, a gift card from the PGA Tour Superstore is the perfect gift. The PGA Tour Superstore. We're lowering the cost of playing golf. Convenient Atlanta area locations in Duluth, Kennesaw, and Roswell.
790 The Zone. We know what guys want.
Hey, man.
Hey.
You've been drinking McDonald's sweet tea.
What?
You're in a constant state of refreshment.
A constant state of
what? Mm-hmm. Was that a double ah?
McDonald's Sweet Tea, the authentic slow-brewed recipe that's sweetened to perfection. Plus, you can get 32 ounces for only a buck. It's enough to put anyone in a constant state of refreshment.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. Ounces refer to average fill.
McDonald's presents How to Speak McCafe.
Tongue, a sensory organ in the mouth. Now with an accent mark, Tongue A. A sensory organ in a mouth reveling in a frosty McCafe iced mocha. All the while forming evocative sentence fragments like, this is chill, dog. That's Tongue A.
With freshly ground espresso, real steamed milk, and decadent